Welcome to the Pitcott Podcast with your hosts, Annabelle and Bill Pitcott. Today, we are diving deep into one piece of equipment that our source material insists is the single greatest shortcut to a fully functional home gym.
Indeed. We're unpacking the ultimate home fitness upgrade, adjustable dumbbells. And this deep dive comes straight from the comprehensive material found in the Pitcott Manifesto for Home Fitness.
And it's not just a casual recommendation, is it? This material positions them as the essential home gym game changer.
Oh, absolutely. It's much more than just convenience.
Okay, so let's unpack this. Our mission today is to really extract the core insights on why these compact weights are considered so vital for anyone serious about training at home.
Right. And Pitcott is totally convinced that if your home gym is missing these, it's just not living up to its full potential.
We're going to hit every major benefit from the economics of the purchase all the way to the specific muscle mechanics involved in the lift.
What's so fascinating here is that the Pitcott approach synthesizes these abstract ideas, cost savings, space efficiency, with the practical reality of effective workout principles. It's a total shift.
So we're looking at a new way of thinking about home fitness design.
Exactly. And to make sense of it all, we'll organize the benefits into three focused areas. First, the practical side of just owning them.
Okay.
Second, how they improve the actual functional flow of your workout. And finally, the mechanical advantages that translate directly into, you know, real measurable gains.
That structure sounds perfect. So let's start at the beginning with the practical appeal, because for most people, the two biggest hurdles are finding the money and finding floor space.
Always.
So let's start with the wallet. Pitcott claims these are seriously budget-friendly. How is that investment justified?
Well, the cost analysis is extremely compelling when you zoom out. The Pitcott source details that a solid, high-quality pair can be bought for around, say, $200 to $300.
Which to some might still sound like a decent chunk of change for two dumbbells.
Right, but you're not just buying two pieces of equipment. That's the key. You have to look at what that investment replaces.
You're buying an entire rack.
Exactly. That one pair replaces what could be 30 or even 40 fixed dumbbells, you know, spanning from 5 pounds all the way up to 50, 60, sometimes more.
And to buy a full rack of traditional hex weights to cover that same range, I mean, you're easily looking at thousands of dollars.
Thousands. Not to mention the specialized shelving you'd need. This is all about maximizing your dollars per pound ratio.
And the long-term value is undeniable. Pitcott frames it perfectly, comparing that initial $300 to a year's worth of gym fees.
And that's before you even factor in the hidden costs.
Like the gas, the time spent traveling back and forth, the monthly fees that, let's be honest, often go unused. Over time, the source says, it practically pays you back.
It really does. You're shifting the expense from a monthly drain to a one-time compounding asset for your health. It's the highest ROI you can get in fitness gear.
So the financial case is solid. Now let's talk about the floor plan, which is often the silent killer of home fitness ambitions.
Mm-hmm.
This is where it gets really interesting for anyone in an apartment or a small house. How minimal are we talking? Pitcott suggests they can fit in a closet. No joke.
That's not an exaggeration. The space optimization is just critical. I mean, think about the footprint of a full set of fixed dumbbells. You need a dedicated chunk of floor space just for the rack.
Several square feet, easily.
Right. But adjustable dumbbells, when they're docked in their cradles, take up less space than a standard laundry basket.
That's incredible. So for you, our listener, who might be working out of a corner of a spare room, that reduction in clutter is huge.
It's not just physical space, it's mental space too. Clutter creates friction, and friction kills routine.
That's a great point. When you can put your entire weight system away quickly, training doesn't feel like it's taking over your living space.
And that reduction of friction is often the tipping point between sticking with a routine and giving up.
And what about portability?
Well, Pitcott wisely cautions they aren't exactly carry-on friendly. You won't be taking them on a flight.
Fair enough.
But if you're driving somewhere or setting up a temporary gym in the garage for the summer, they are absolutely portable enough for that. You just couldn't move a full hex dumbbell rack that easily.
So the practical case is airtight. Financially smart, incredibly space efficient. It makes the purchase decision easy. Now, let's pivot to the workout itself. How do they actually improve the flow of training?
Right. The functional appeal. This is where the biggest draw is, and it's all about the sheer versatility packed into this single piece of equipment. Let's look at benefit number one. One tool. Endless workouts.
This is what I call exercise selection paralysis. People get overwhelmed. Pitcott points out that this single pair can hit every major muscle group without you needing to switch machines.
It's a self-contained fitness ecosystem. The flexibility is just astounding. You can cycle through an entire full-body workout.
The manifesto lists the whole range.
Right. It does.
Yeah.
Everything from different bicep curls like hammer curls or concentration curls to heavy shoulder presses and chest presses that really demand activation from your stabilizer muscles.
And we can't forget the lower body. They're perfect for things like high resistance goblet squats or lunges to build powerful legs.
And of course, finishing with tricep kickbacks or overhead extensions, it's a comprehensive full body arsenal in two compact units.
But that versatility is only useful if the workout flows seamlessly. This leads us to the mechanism itself, instant weight changes.
Exactly. This is the core of it. No more fumbling with 10 different sets of weights or constantly adding and removing plates, which just kills your momentum.
You just twist a dial or click a button.
And boom, the next weight is selected, ready to go, instantly. Pitcott uses a great analogy for this.
What's that?
It's like having a pin-loaded machine at home, minus the bulk. This is the key to maintaining intensity. High-density training requires minimal rest between sets.
And when you can transition in 2 seconds, you maximize the amount of work you do in a set amount of time. You stay in the zone, as the source puts it.
Which keeps your heart rate up, which is critical for metabolic conditioning. This feeds directly into benefit 9. They are perfect for circuit training.
That makes sense. For an HI8 session, you have to jump from a heavy load for squats to a lighter load for a lateral raise, like right away.
And that fast switching means the circuit just keeps flowing. It's where fat burning meets muscle building.
And for those of you who want to explore detailed guides and training strategies designed for this kind of workout, we strongly recommend checking out the Pitcott source material.
Absolutely. The information we're sharing today is extracted directly from the bestseller ebooks available on the Pitcott ebook store. You can visit www.pitcott.com for more detailed fitness resources and guides.
Excellent point. The ability to do a perfect drop set where you reduce the weight immediately after failure to squeeze out more reps, that's a game changer that fixed weights just can't match.
So that brings us to our third part, the mechanical advantage. This raises a really important question. Do they actually build muscle better than traditional machines or barbells?
That's the big one.
And the Pitcott source suggests the answer is yes. And it all comes down to stabilization.
Let's focus on benefit 5, better muscle gains. I know the common wisdom is that heavy barbells build the most mass. So why does Pitcott claim dumbbells offer a superior path?
The difference is the degree of freedom. A barbell forces your hands and arms to move as one unit. A machine, like a Smith machine, removes the stabilization requirement almost completely.
But dumbbells are different.
Totally different. They force you to stabilize each rep across multiple planes of motion. This activates not just the main muscle, but all those crucial, often neglected muscles around the joint, what the force calls the sneaky ones.
So when I'm doing a dumbbell press, my deltoid is working, but my core, my shoulder girdle, all those small rotator cuff muscles are working overtime just to keep the weight balanced.
Precisely. Pitcott emphasizes that independent balancing act. Compare a barbell bench press to a dumbbell one. With a barbell, your two arms work together. Any weakness is hidden.
But with dumbbells,
each arm has to balance its own weight. The moment one side falters, you know it. There's no hiding.
And that independent challenge is key. Your core is engaged. All those small stabilizers are firing. That translates into more balanced strength, better control, and real gains that apply to life outside the gym.
And this connects directly to benefit 7, progressive overload made easy. We all know that to grow, you have to continually challenge your body by lifting heavier.
It's the bedrock of strength training.
And adjustable dumbbells make this core principle incredibly accessible. With that simple a twist or click, adding weight is seamless. You can jump up 2.5 pounds, 5 pounds, effortlessly between sets.
Which is why Pitcott is so confident that you will never outgrow your setup.
Exactly. You avoid those plateaus where the next jump in fixed weights is just too big. You can make those small incremental increases that are optimal for growth.
Let's touch on durability, though. A common question is whether these mechanical systems can really handle years of heavy abuse.
A fair question. And the Pitcott source addresses this by pointing to specific battle-tested brands. They mention quality systems like Bowflex or Iron Master, reinforcing that good ones are tough as nails.
So you invest once and they last.
They do. And finally, accessibility. Benefit 8 says they are great for beginners and pros.
How so?
Well, beginners can start light, focus purely on mastering form and recruiting those stabilizers without feeling intimidated. And pros can go heavy and push their limits while still getting all those stabilization benefits they adapt to you.
So if we bring it all together, what does this all mean? We've covered financial savings, space efficiency, workout flow, and superior muscle activation. It really does sound like a one-stop shop for fitness.
The key takeaway for you, the listener, is that they deliver an incredibly high return on investment in your time, your money, and your muscle gains by consolidating all that complexity into a simple, adaptable tool.
The Pitcot source basically suggests dropping the excuses and grabbing a set, which leads me to a final thought.
Go on.
Considering this huge emphasis on stabilization and how moving away from fixed path machines is the secret to superior functional strength, what other common gym shortcuts might actually be hindering our long-term goals?
That's a provocative question. You mean things like the leg press or the Smith machine?
Exactly. Are they making us stronger in one plane of motion while actually making us weaker and less stable in the real world?
Something to really think about as you plan your next workout. That's a wrap on our deep dive into adjustable dumbbells, sourced directly from the Pitcot Manifesto.
And from the insights contained in our bestseller ebooks.
And if you're ready to apply these concepts, remember you can visit www.pitcot.com/wacbooks to download those ebooks. They are packed with detailed guides and fitness strategies.
Thank you for diving deep with us. If you loved what you heard, please subscribe to our channel if you haven't, and make sure to activate that notification bell so you don't miss our new uploads.
Also, please press the like button if you love our show. It really helps in the recommendation algorithm so others can find it too.
Thank you for being there with us. And thank you for listening to the Pitcot Podcast. I will leave a link in the description below.